What of oppression? That which breeds rebellion. I trust Terryu has been fair to those who work the land. Of course, but men like Campagnon?
He answers to me now. She startled backward, and only after assuring her feet remained firm to the ground did he drop his arm from her.
How is that possible, Sire?
Much as oppression and the resulting rebellion displease the king, thus Balduk has been given to me.
He could not remember when last he had seen so genuine a smile move her mouth.
Then for that you passed the night there.
She wagged a finger.
I know not why you did not sooner deliver such glad tidings.
Praise the Lord, that devil is gone.
Seer's own smile was apologetic.
He is not, aunt.
Her eyes widened.
For what would you allow him to remain?
Not only does he ill-treat his people, now yours, but I am told he bought himself a woman.
Bought, Seer, a slave.
Though he names the Saxons heathens.
What is more heathen than one in the image of God owned by another, as though a piece of clothing or an ox for the plough?
Well, I know what Campagnon is, en chanson. A man without conscience. A liar, a cheat, a ravager. However, the king has said he may remain as castellan. And so he shall, until I have cause to remove him.
She gave a snort of disgust.
Ah, William, a wily one. Our leave are birthed.